What's the policy on farting in the mic on this podcast? Different than the other podcasts or the same?
We won't hear it.
Why wouldn't you hear it?
Because nothing comes through that cushion.
I'll show you soon.
No!
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Hello, and welcome back to another super fun episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today, you know him from his comedy special, Jew, and as the most frequent guest on the Joe Rogan Experience, you can also buy tickets to see him live at arishafir.com. Give it up for Ari Shafir.
Give it up, y'all. That's a good give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on my show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I flew all the way to Austin for this.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Liar. You're already lying to me and we're not even 30 seconds in. Typical.
How's dating going for you?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay.
How's dating going for you?
Pretty good. A lot of weirdos out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen my show at all? I've got appetizer questions for you.
I've seen clips of it.
I've got main course questions.
You never saw the whole thing? I saw Mark Norman staring directly below your chin for 45 straight minutes.
Really? I couldn't see his eyes at all.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to get him to take his sunglasses off, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you all kinds of questions. I'll start into it easy. Here are some appetizer questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite way to relax?
Oh, damn. I have trouble with words like favorite. Because it's so exclusive to other things. Like, drugs are nice. I like walks. I like hiking. Hiking, nature.
Okay.
Yeah. Or drugs in like a music festival.
Yeah.
Traveling is really nice.
What's the most life-changing experience you've ever had on a drug?
Damn. I mean, I've fallen in love before on Molly.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's
real
like
love.
Temporary.
No, it's not temporary.
It like changed your heart?
Yeah, then you just say, it's real. It's real. But you just wouldn't have gotten there without the Molly. And once the Molly wears off, you're like, I still felt love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dated a bad girl for like 4 years off like one Molly hit at Outside Lands. Not Outside Lands. Yeah, Governor's Ball. Damn.
When you say she was bad, what do you mean? Like she was like naughty?
She's bad news.
Toxic?
She's way too hot for me. And just a lot of fighting. Just like bad news. We shouldn't have been in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Those are sometimes the funnest.
God damn, it was fun.
Yeah.
She was fucking wild. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Sometimes the sex was fucking nuts. Yeah.
Do you like condoms or no?
Who's answered that question? Yes.
Yeah. Some girls.
Like condoms? Or just need to wear them.
Like my best friend loves condoms.
No, hold on. You're saying, okay, she's with a boy for like a decade. There's no other humans on earth.
She could never date anyone past 10 months.
Okay. Let's say it's just her and another man. Everything's dead in the world and they hit it off. So now they're fucking.
Yeah.
There's no other humans on earth.
Yeah.
The guy just before the apocalypse had a clean bill of health from this fucking doctor.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, there's no condoms. And then they find a box of condoms 2 weeks later. She's like, sweet, put those on.
She doesn't want kids. I think she's terrified of the kids.
Okay, but she doesn't like the condoms. She just likes it more than what comes with it.
I don't know. She's fucking weird.
Yeah.
How important to you when you're dating someone is the sound of their laugh?
Really important. That's mostly what I look for in a chick.
I asked you that because you have a really good laugh.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel like you deserve compliments right now? You're 3 hours late to my show.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I still like you. Do you want kids someday?
No, I had a vasectomy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're like a strong
I took
no.
A medical procedure to make sure I did not have kids. I like not having kids, and I love blowing loads in pussies. So it's a terrible combination.
Well, if you don't want kids.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way your friend likes condoms. She just makes sure to wear them.
That really got you.
Yeah, it's retarded. There's no way. There's no way. Yeah, I'm more mad at that than anything I've been mad at. Like, there's electoral problems. Like, who cares?
How long do you feel like you need to date someone before you get married?
I think marriage is so stupid. I don't know. It seems like an antiquated idea. It's cool. I mean, I'll cry at a wedding, but like. It's just princess shit.
Yeah.
You're just pretending like you're the royal family.
Well, it's good for taxes.
I guess so. You know, in Europe, it's actually worse for taxes in a lot of European countries. So there's no, like, no, that reason goes out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would just date someone for a really long time?
Yeah. I mean, I would do it, but it's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Have you ever dated someone?
Have you ever been married?
I have been married.
Yeah, me too.
How long were you married for?
A few years. It was a quick one, though. Dated 2 weeks. Then she was like, you want to get married? I was like, fuck it. Yeah.
Where'd you go to get married?
Comedy Store, belly room of the Comedy Store.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you had
I got my friend ordained online, Mike Black. Kevin Christie was a flower girl.
Wow.
Yeah. We had some deli from Cantor's.
I mean, this sounds awesome.
Yeah. We consummated the marriage in the phone room. Then we went in there and fucking, you know, took care of business. And then,
how did you know you wanted to marry this person?
She said it. And I was like, yeah, okay. I don't know. It seemed fun. I was going through heartbreak at the time. And I was like, everything's meaningless.
What a rebound.
And I was like, fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah. She was also nuts.
Yeah.
But in a fun way. She's Christian now. Way Christian.
Are you religious?
No.
Are you spiritual?
I don't think so.
So you're like atheist?
Yeah, I'm pretty atheist. But I think there's going to be a new one where it's not like atheist or agnostic. It's like a don't care.
Mm.
You know? Like, do you follow football? Yeah. Do you follow hockey? Like, no. Do you hate hockey? No.
Indifferent.
I just don't care. Yeah, indifferent. Indifferent. Yeah, that's what I am to religion now.
Okay.
It's like, have fun with it, but.
So if a girl is very religious, is that like a red flag?
I mean, what are the odds she's going to be into what I'm into?
I don't know.
What are the odds
she's
going to be doing Molly at music festivals?
There's quite a few people.
Religious.
I mean, if you come out here to Austin.
Yeah. There is that new kind of hippie. It's like Mushroom Jesus, you know, where you go to church, but you also do like psychedelics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those people would be okay.
Yeah.
But also, like, what are we going to do? I don't, like, no, it'd be a red flag. Yeah. I mean, you'd be like, no, I could get over it. But no, you wouldn't want to get over it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and get into some main course questions. Do you get jealous easily?
Shockingly, no. I mean, like, almost not at all. like nothing. If it's like, if I had a chick who, I used to hate dancing, and a girl, she was like, I want to go dancing. I go dancing. I don't care. And it was like, well, these guys are going to, like, do whatever you want. But I've also been to, like, I've had open relationships before where people are like, don't you get, I'm like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Do open relationships work?
Do closed relationships work?
What a question.
Yeah. I mean, every one before this one, has it worked?
Wow, maybe I should do drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, none of them work. They're always a struggle. Yeah, they can work if you work at them.
That's true. The grass is greener where you water it.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, deep, dude. That's fucking nice.
See, if I was drunk, I'd have a really mean comment to come back with. Would you ever date someone on OnlyFans?
What do you mean? Like, through OnlyFans or someone who's on OnlyFans?
Someone who has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, they're paying for dates, which would be great. They're definitely going to do better than I am. You're on there.
I was on there.
Not anymore.
No, my
you're going mainstream.
Inactive. I'm
Why?
On Patreon now.
Why can't you be on both?
Ugh, I can't.
Then what do you do with all your cucumbers?
Ew. I don't even eat cucumbers.
I have a friend
do
on there.
Do I
on
look
OnlyFans.
Like a vegetarian to you?
You know Karen Feehan? She's on OnlyFans. She's
Who?
Probably the most successful comedian on OnlyFans.
Who is it?
Karen Feehan.
Oh, no.
OnlyFans. She has a podcast, too. Yeah, she makes hella money on there.
Yeah, I did pretty good.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet.
And now I'm boring.
Why'd you stop?
I'm in a relationship now.
He told you to stop? That's what Karen had. She had a guy tell her, no, don't do that. He had money from his fucking parents, too. And he's like, that's not the way you should earn money.
He didn't tell me not to do it.
What'd he do?
He just didn't like it.
Hold back the D?
No.
What?
Hold back
it's
the
never
D.
gonna happen. Yeah. Wait, he just didn't like it?
He just didn't like it. And, yeah. And I've been in a relationship now with him for like 2 years.
So you're like, let's.
So I just like, yeah, I just decided to be more respectful.
So what do you do on Patreon?
I go live a lot and I talk about my guests coming on and I have them help me with some specific questions. Big fans
oh,
of
cool.
you that ask questions are like, please ask him this. So oh, okay. I actually do some more like crowd involvement on this and I'm creating a calendar.
Can you go on OnlyFans if you don't like take it out? Like, can I go on OnlyFans and not, could you be not naked on OnlyFans?
Of course. Yeah, you can do.
Why don't you do that?
Like Whitney Cummings is on OnlyFans and she shares like a whole entire special on there for comedy.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, you can share all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have foot fetishes, and you could just show your feet and never even have to do any nudity.
That's so wild.
You're making me want to get back on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a bar fight?
At a bar? No. I've gotten into a fight. I got a fight at a wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Some guy, we were in a shuttle back from the wedding. It was some farm in New York. And then we were like taking the shuttle back. And then we asked if they could stop at there's a bar in town on the way to the hotel. We're like, hey, can you stop at this bar? It's on the way. And he asked for the address. We went the wrong place. Anyway, this guy just started going, he's not your personal chauffeur. Just drunk. And we're like, it's not our chauffeur. He's on the way. And he just started getting madder and madder. Everyone started going like, you're a fucking loser, dude. You're fucking annoying. You're just ruining the vibe. And he was like, do you even know anyone at the wedding? And we're like, oh no, we just showed up at a fucking wedding. Yeah, way to fucking uncover it. And anyway, he goes, do you even know the driver's name? And we're like, no. And he goes, anyway, thank you, Ahmed. And he looks back at us. We hated him so much. And then I just wanted to hurt him. So I decided, so the girls were all like making fun of him. And I was like, I want to hurt him in some way. So he was there. His chick was, girlfriend or wife or whatever, was just like asleep. And then we like landed where we were going, and we got out. And I just go, hey man, you have a small dick and you can't please your woman. And that's why you're a fucking asshole. And he just turned around and started swinging.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make someone fight?
No, I just ducked and laughed. If you can make someone fight, that's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can make someone swing with your words, it's the best.
Yeah. That means you like really got to
them. Yeah. You really got to them. Yeah.
Well, he probably really did have a small dick then.
He might've had a small dick.
And his wife was sleeping.
He was sleeping right there.
While all this action is happening.
God, it was so funny.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he connected a couple times though. It did hurt.
What's the biggest deal breaker for you when you date someone?
Deal breaker. Well, if you wait too long before you have sex, that's like, what are we doing here?
Like 3 days?
Three dates is a long time.
Yeah, that's kind of old school, right?
That's old school. Yeah. If it's like, I get not the first date. If you like a guy, you should wait from the woman's point of view.
Yeah.
Wait a day if you want this to last.
A day.
I mean, a date, you know? Don't do it the first time you go out.
Well,
make the guy want
it. If it's not a full day and you say a date, if you go out for coffee and then at night you go out on another date, does that count as two in one day?
No. But if you went out for coffee and then 2 days later you went out for dinner, that is a second date.
Okay.
Yeah. But if it's like after the second, you're like, oh, I'm going to go on the third, but that's it. And then it better be. Yeah, waiting too long. That's like, what are we doing here?
It's a buzzkill.
Yeah, because also like I want like... You want someone fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You want someone to want to like fuck.
Do you think that there's like a game involved? Like,
yeah, for sure. You want a guy to respect you, you got to like make him wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's just got it. What is it? Why pay for the cow when you've got the fucking steak or whatever? That's not
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely not it.
Looking for an easy way to have some fun without leaving your house? Then you need to check out DraftKings Casino, the number one online casino in America, with over 300 real money games. I'm partnering with DraftKings to let you guys know about an exciting deal they have going on right now. All new customers who sign up using promo code DATE and make a minimum of $5 deposit will get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits. With over 175 slot games for you to choose from, including your favorites and an assortment of DraftKings exclusives, there are so many ways to have fun. Most importantly, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Head to the DraftKings Casino app right now. Sign up using promo code DATE. Make a deposit of at least $5, and DraftKings will instantly match that deposit dollar for dollar, up to $100 in casino credits.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy is a great place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether it's with friends, family, coworkers, or anyone. BetterHelp has helped me a lot with anxiety, and it's helped me focus on what matters the most. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/date to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date. When you go on dates, if you're trying to impress a girl, do you take her to like a fancy fine dining place?
Yeah. Okay. So I had a girl once. She summed it up. Ari, she said this about me. All we like to do is fuck hard and eat dope meals. So that's the best. Let's have some fucking great meals. Let's fucking go for it. And then I'll see you in a few days.
I like this girl.
Yeah. She was cool. She was awesome. She's married
now. Was
this
the one that was toxic?
No. She was awesome. No. She was just a cool lady.
Okay.
She's married now. Maybe she has kids.
That was a pretty good quote on her part.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it too. liked it. I was like, all right, I'll take that.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
Six, seven years once. Then four. The wife was four. That was an open marriage. That was that one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you got married at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm. And then everything else, like a year and a half, maybe tops.
Yeah.
Or just like casual dating.
Yeah.
Casual dating is the best. Single life in New York is just the best.
Really?
Yeah. You go out, you meet somebody cool, you have a nice dinner, no one's expected to do anything. Everyone's post Tinder now.
Mm-hmm.
Post like the apps where it's, I mean, some people are still doing it, but it's like, you're not just looking to fuck. People like realize they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, well, let me like go on a date though.
And like get to know you.
Yeah, exactly. And if someone's really hard up, then it's like, all right, they're going to try to just, you know, I've talked to a lot of my female friends who are like, the guy was so annoying. I was going to fuck no matter what. So let's go. But like, I'm not going to go out with him again. But it's like you go, you meet somebody cool. The chicks in New York are so smart and interesting compared to LA, which they're all like dolts. You know, they're just vapid pieces of shit. They have no drive or whatever. They're waiting for someone to hand something to them.
Talk shit. I love it.
Yeah. LA fucking sucks. But like, but in New York, they're really smart people.
Yeah.
They're really like, or they just have like interests. So like you talk to them about their interests. It's cool.
Where do you meet people like in New York?
It's hard now. It's hard now because of apps and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just go to a bar and like meet. But for comedians, you go after a show.
Yeah.
It's harder though, the more fame you have, because then they're not coming up to you like, that was a good set. You were funny.
Yeah.
What's going on these days? Like, it's like they already know stuff about you ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as nice and fun. But in the old days, it used to just be like, you get off. There was like a group of four girls from Wisconsin, and they'd be like, "What do you guys want to all go out? Like, let's all go out.
Fun.
Yeah, just have fun. Yeah.
What's your type?
I am attracted to laughs. So like someone who laughs hard,
a good, it makes good me feel good. Laugh. Yeah. Laugh.
Yeah. Like physically type.
Like do you, like, yeah. Let's start with the physical. Like, do you like tall or short?
I like attractive. I get none of those matter. Yeah.
Blonde,
I'm
brunette,
pretty shallow. I'm relatively
boobs,
shallow.
Butt.
Boobs for sure. Boobs over butt.
Eye color.
Don't care. Never noticed one.
Do you like ethnic accents?
Love it. All of it. Take anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I like variety.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Langhorne Slim song. People ask me about, that's the start. Whatever. But his point was, he goes, if I had to say anything, I'd say they were all great dancers and I love to dance.
You love to dance?
No.
Or that's the lyric?
That's the lyric.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't look like you do a lot of dancing.
Yeah. No, I do. I do. I'll go to like LCD and I'll get turned up.
Stop.
Yeah. But I'll just do white boy dance. I'll just jump.
What's like your go-to dance move to impress someone?
I don't. It's not
tell
that
me
kind
you
of,
twerk.
It's not that kind of dance. No, it's none of that.
Dang.
I just let the music take me.
Do you
just jump.
Fist bump?
Like this?
Yeah.
This? Yeah, sometimes. Pump it up in the air.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I just jump. Someone will be in front of me and I'll just use their shoulders. They'll turn around like, it's happening, bro. I know what to tell you. I'm fucking jumping. I don't want to step on the back of your heels. A good trampling in a Travis Scott video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love those. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
pretty tall, though. How tall are you?
6'3".
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty tall.
Yeah. So I don't care, though. Short, tall, none of that matters. Yeah. I don't know. You have a type?
I think I do. Medium ugly.
Medium ugly?
Yeah.
Why? Not that you don't have to have a reason, actually, but like.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's easier to date someone who's medium ugly. Hey, don't give my secrets away.
Sorry. I was hurt. I tried to play it off. Okay.
No, you didn't.
It's easier to date someone medium ugly because they worship you.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
I get it.
That's totally fine.
I like medium ugly.
Yeah.
I like also
not
like
ugly,
a little
ugly,
bit of
because...
overweight.
Why?
I like a dad bod. I like a beard.
Yeah.
I like to feel like I can just eat you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my happy place.
All right. That's me.
Do you know the names of everyone you've slept with?
Offhand?
If you sat down and thought about it, do you think that you would know the names?
No. Because I've been in this situation before. I've run into someone that I have had sex with, and it's like, I don't know.
You forgot?
Yeah.
Oof.
They'll have to remind me that we even did it. I slutted it up for a while.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, for like a good 10-year period, I was a straight whore.
Was that like when you were up and coming as a comic?
Yeah, not up and like already okay, like starting to make a living, not like celebrity in any way, not famous in any way.
Yeah.
Not even a little famous, but just like, yeah, I came from a religious background, I think, so I was trying to catch up.
Yeah.
So,
make up for lost time.
Yeah, and I just went nuts.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yeah, I was in sleepaway camp. I think a girl named Rachel, but I'm not sure. It's been a while since I thought about it.
That's pretty good to remember all the way back then. How old were you?
27. I was a counselor. I'm joking.
Oh my God. I just like stopped in my tracks. I was like, whoa.
No. I was probably like 14, 15.
Yeah.
First kiss, yeah. And then And then actual like kissing, like long kissing was probably like 18, 19. Like a lot of kissing, you know?
Like a makeout
session? My first beach was like 20. Yeah, and that was nuts. Damn, they're so good. Listeners, if you ever get a chance to get a beach, highly recommend. Hey, could you put a graphic up here of a blowjob?
No! don't flag my show.
yeah, I was getting one in the park. It's Sligo Creek Park by this chick. And she was like really showing me. She was just giving me handies and stuff under like the blankets where we're all hanging out with everybody. She was wild. I didn't grow up with this, so I didn't know any of it. And then we went to the park. She brought a blanket. And she was like giving me a blowjob. And I was fucking like, what the fuck is this? And then a cop came up and he started shining a light. It's like, you guys got to get out of here. And I remember like, officer, walk away. You need to walk away right now. We're doing something. I'll be out of here in no time.
Wow.
Yeah. I lost my virginity at 23 to a chick I was in love with. I waited for the right girl.
Well, that's sweet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a sweet little moment you threw in there.
Yeah.
We went from a blowjob underneath a blanket on the street in a park.
That chick wanted to take my virginity. And I said no. I couldn't do it.
Because you didn't love her?
Didn't love her.
My, how times have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have. She tried to get me to have sex with her, and she was like, we need a condom. I was like, I don't have a condom. I was like, sweet, I'll get out of it. She goes, go to 7-Eleven, get a condom, come back. I was like, fuck. I didn't know how to just say no. I didn't want to have sex.
Yeah.
And it was almost the end of the summer, so I was like about to be free of it. She was about to go back to BU, and I was going to go to Maryland. And so then I went to get the condom, but I was like, how do you I still almost don't know to say no to a woman. But like... So I got up to her parents' house. We were going to be in the basement. And I jerked off into her yard so I couldn't get a hard on. Yeah, I leaned out my door, jerked off, jizzed into her yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then we tried. I was like, it's just not working. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you feel like if you're going to go on a date with a really hot girl?
I should have just said I don't want it. What? Yeah, that I jerk off beforehand?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah. You got to time it. You got to time it. Yeah, you can't go too fast. So you got to time it. You jerk off like the night before or the morning of, not right before.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions really fast. It's my little tasting menu.
Okay, so what do I have to do? Answer fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
With like, it's basically off the top of your head, truthfully, like you have been doing one-word answers. It's very fast.
Do you have any guests like that are like stunted and won't share?
No.
Okay.
These are easy questions.
No, I mean in generally in this podcast.
No.
Okay.
Everyone's been pretty open.
Cool.
Usually I ask if people need a safe word, but you don't look like you need a safe word.
I do not need a safe word.
Have you ever used a safe word?
No. In fact, I believe when you're having rough sex, you should say, we're not going to do that. It seems like it ruins it.
When you say rough sex, like, are you into handcuffs and whips and chains, like hardcore like that? Or are you just like...
Hands, mostly hands.
Like spankings.
Or whatever. Choking. All sorts of stuff. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. But yeah, you've used those things before. But it's like, when it's like, that's enough. It's like, shut up. No, you can't. You have to, or we'll have a safe word, but it's like, you should never say it.
Yeah.
If you say it, we're done.
It's like a pussy move.
It's a pussy move.
It's like,
Also, you can read the person a little bit where it's like, oh, I think that was far enough.
I also think it's weird to say a safe word in the middle of all of it.
It's like, so weird.
You're just going to throw out pineapple.
It's so strange. It's over then.
Yeah.
You want to be like a little less. Like,
yeah.
Safe word.
Just say stop.
Yeah. I don't mind like a GPS tracker. You know, in case they get abducted. Like, that's okay, but not a full safe word. Yeah, just say stop.
Yeah,
that's
just
a good
stop.
Safe word. Oh, but I get people like they want us to be able to
and
say
then they're
stop
like, no, and you're she not, really I, wanted more then there's yeah. like room for interpretation
right
I think
right.
That's when a girl should just cry. Yeah. If a girl, just imagine if you're having sex and a girl just immediately starts bawling her eyes out.
Wow.
And she's like, stop.
I had a girl cry once. And then she kept going, try harder. I'm like, no, this is done. This is crazy. Yeah.
Tears ruin everything.
Really? They really do.
Dinners. Oh. They ruin relationships.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. It wasn't even rough sex. It was just regular sex. And then she was crying about some fucking ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you made her emotional.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
No. No, it's not. Emotion has no place in the bedroom.
Okay. Back to my tasting menu.
Okay, tasting menu.
Ready?
Hold on. Yeah.
Favorite cocktail?
Martini.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Morning bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Favorite position?
Sex.
Favorite position during sex?
I don't know, but girl on top, sometimes, I don't know. Doggy?
Wow, you
maybe
stuttered.
Doggy. I like it all. I don't
stop
know.
Blushing. Lights yeah. on or off?
Off.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Bird or Tom?
Oh, Tom.
Favorite car?
Toyota Corolla.
Favorite cologne?
Maybe a Mustang. My favorite cologne? Ugh, get out of here with cologne. What are you, Persian?
Introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
We really went
like
back
snacking.
And forth.
I like
there.
Snacking. I go back and forth. You got to go back and forth. You go sweet until you're done with that, then savory it up for a while until you can sweet up again, and then savory it up.
You really like toxicity.
Yeah. What?
Toxicity.
Why?
Because that's like a toxic relationship with sweet and savory.
To go back and forth?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe.
It's okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Karaoke or dancing?
Dancing.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Ooh. Goldfish.
If you had a one night stand, her place or yours?
Her place.
Why?
To get out of there.
Ooh.
But you're saying it's a one night stand, so it's gonna be out of there regardless. My place.
Well, how if
I've thought about it more.
So okay. If a girl comes to your place though, how do you get her out if she tries to overstay?
That's a really hard one. But you're saying one night stand, she's gonna leave.
I mean, eventually.
It's a hard one.
Like, what if...
The great thing about New York is everyone's a working professional, and they're out the door. It's so fast. It's almost hurtful.
Really?
The way how quick they are. Yeah.
Oh.
And you're like, I'm on the CEO track. They can't stay. They got to... all right. Well, just like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, at least pretend like
yeah,
it's
didn't
hard
just
to go.
Come for my cum. Like, get something else. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like... Yeah, but then how do you leave a lady's house too? That's hard.
Yeah.
Because you want to be like, they're like, where are you going?
You could always say you have to work, but do people know that that's
not true?
Yeah.
I had a friend who used to say, I have radio in the morning when he was on the road. You get late on the road a lot. And then you're like, just so you know though, I have radio in the morning, so I can't hang out that late. And if they're like, no, I still want to come, it's like, okay, but I got to be up. So
yeah.
You've already said it. Yeah. What one night stand? What's your answer to that one? Their place or your place?
I would probably.
If they're going to leave.
You know, your for own me. Place.
Yeah.
I go to their place for safety measures because right. I don't want someone to know where I live.
Oh, good point. Good point. Yeah, I would go to their place just for like the atmosphere or something like that. As long as they don't have roommates.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, then it's obviously whoever has no roommates.
Seriously.
Or a gerbil or some shit. It's like this stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that. But then I also never spend the night.
You don't?
I will. I'm the kind of person that leaves at like 4:31 in the morning.
4:30.
Like I'll leave at some weird ass time.
You wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I'm out. Just go.
No, I don't sleep.
You just stay there like when Harry met Sally, just like looking straight ahead.
No, like I'll have my fun. Like if I have a one night stand, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm drunk. So
that's your bottom dollar.
I'll,
what are you for the 40s?
You know, no, but I watch a lot of period pieces, so it gets stuck in my head.
Yeah, I watch period pieces too, but it's a specific porn category and it's disgusting.
Gross. You like bushes.
What? I don't mind bushes. I don't mind bushes.
I can tell.
No, I meant like periods.
Oh.
What's the policy on farting in the mic on this podcast? Different than the other podcasts or the same?
We won't hear it.
Okay. What?
Did you say farting?
Yeah.
We won't hear it.
Why wouldn't you hear it?
Because nothing comes through that cushion.
No, no. But I'll show you. I'll show you soon.
No. I don't want to see.
Back up again. I swallowed it a little bit while I was asking that question.
Oh.
Anyway. What were we talking about?
Not during sex. I just don't spend the night.
Don't spend the night. Yeah, it's over.
I don't sleep.
It is weird that sleeping and sex got like conflated together.
Yeah.
Because if you do it like a lunchtime sex, you're not supposed to sleep till what, the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just because it is at night.
If it's a hookup.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, this was really fun. I'm going to go.
Yeah. Nobody spends a night in a bathroom if you fucking in a fucking bar.
You fucking bars?
I have that one wild lady.
Yeah.
She was always like, all right, bathroom. And I was like, all right. But no, I've never. It happens in New York, though. It happens a lot in New York.
I feel like you're part of some underground New York scene.
I don't do it. I have done it, but I don't do it. But it's happening in New York.
That's like a drunk lot of hookups oxymorons.
In
bars.
Because people live in opposite neighborhoods, and it's like it's 40 minutes to get to Astoria. No fucking way. Like, it's happening here.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are all, like, on a time schedule.
It's wild in New York. You got to go live there.
But it sounds like a really crazy place.
It's so fun. There's such a scene for everybody.
Yeah.
There's, like, fashion and models and jazz and comedy and Broadway and ping pong. And, like, there's something for everybody.
Red Light District.
It's so cool.
What do you think it is about you that other people really love? Like when you date someone, like we can talk all day about what you love about other people. What is it about you that you think?
Oh, like what they look for in me?
Yeah.
Probably humor and I don't know. I'm a nice date.
I bet.
Yeah.
You've been wonderful here.
Thank you. Do you
think that you're funny on a date?
No, not right away. It takes a while. Yeah, I need the lady to do the work for me.
Yeah, you kind of have to get to know someone in order to make that really. That
yeah, it's
charm.
A real weapon on dates is to be able to like be conversational with a stranger.
Do like, girls ever try too hard to make you laugh? Like they're like, oh, I'm dating a comic, and then you see them try really hard.
Yeah, or when they go negative comedy mm-hmm. route, it's really annoying.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
That is challenging.
Yeah, but just be you. I just want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to make me laugh. So it's like, just let me make you laugh.
Be natural.
Yeah, have fun. Or also be cool with like no laughter for a while.
Yeah.
Because there's when I like talking, like you got to learn. It's like all setups, you know?
And then well, the you're going to have later. To find someone too in a relationship where you can just be.
You can just be. Yeah.
And you don't always have to be like working. For
yeah.
That.
It can't be nonstop. And then when the moments are there, then like hit them with a joke.
Yeah.
Hit them with like a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best though. Especially once you really get to know somebody, you're like gifting them with laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, I'll ask you my dessert question. What is the sweetest thing you've ever done?
Oh, so this replicates a date.
Oh, come on.
This whole
on.
Thing is like the drinks and the dessert is the end of the date. We're on a dinner date.
We're on a dinner date.
I get it.
You think I wore this dress?
I get it. Well, I would have dressed up. God damn it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll have you back for a second date.
I would. Then what do you, okay. What do? You change that?
And I put second date.
Do you? Have you had one?
Okay. I've never had a second date before.
Let's do it, Lauren.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone? That's my dessert question.
Okay. I had a...
I'm ready. I could tell by the way you said that.
I said to a lady, I said, clear a weekend for me. What are we doing? Don't worry about that. Clear the weekend. August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Clear it. Said, okay. Surprise. Let's have some fun. Then I was like, pack a bag. She's like, oh, where are we going? I'm like, don't worry about that. Just pack a bag. What should I pack? Pack something casual, pack something to hike in, and pack maybe some cocktail attire. Then we get in the car. Where are we going? Picked her up in a car. Where are we? Don't worry about it. We drive and drive and drive. She starts going, where are we going? We're going to Long Island. We're going camping or something. Drive to JFK. Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? We're getting on a plane? To where? Don't worry about it. Get to the airport. I have a bag. She's got a bag. And then just wait. We got a drink at the airport. Where are we going? Birmingham, Alabama. We got in a flight for Birmingham, Alabama. She goes, what the fuck's in Birmingham? Starts looking up what's in Birmingham. Nothing. And then we land, get in a car, Birmingham. We start driving. We start driving and driving. About an hour and a half later, we hit the Mississippi border. And she's like, what the fuck's in Mississippi? I go, oh, don't worry about that. It's a surprise. The whole thing's a surprise. And then we get through the town of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Small town, got to the best hotel in town, which is like La Quinta. And then go to sleep. She's like, what's going on? And she goes, what's in the other bag? And I'm like, if you open it, you'll know, but don't open it. And she's like, okay, I won't. And then next day, got up, went to get breakfast. She's like, what's going on? She's like, you'll see. Got some breakfast at some diner, then started driving around the town. Everywhere in the town, it's a small town. It's like 1,000 people tops. Everywhere in town, every storefront just has all this like artwork in it saying, welcome Dolly. Welcome Dolly. We love you, Dolly. Everything, all these pinks and like cowboy hats and everything. Dolly Parton's playing. She doesn't play anymore.
I know.
She stopped. She's doing one fundraiser for Marty Stewart. He has a museum, a country music museum in Philadelphia, Mississippi. She decided to do one show for him. And tickets went on sale months and months before. I waited in line to get tickets and went to see Dolly Parton at a 500-seater, fucking 12 rows back. It was the best. And she was like, this is great. I would have packed certain clothes if I knew it was going to be Dolly Parton. And I was like, damn it. If I only realized that and brought one of your friends over to your house to pick out outfits that you would have worn. And that's what's in the other bag. And it was all her fucking tassels.
Oh, my God.
All her boots, different outfits.
Stop.
It was the best. She played for like an hour and a half. She's a fucking, it was just like, you can see her. Oh, she was the best. It was so good.
That is the best story I've ever heard so far.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Dolly Parton.
She rules.
She doesn't really play anymore. Does.
I've been following her for years. So be like, where the fuck is she playing? Then the hints of this fundraiser. And then, yeah, we had to get there.
I got to see her play 2 years ago.
Where?
She played at ACL.
Wow.
And she did.
I bet she plays now because she has that new album out, that rock album.
Yeah. She might. I mean, yeah. I don't know. She doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to.
But I got to see her perform like 2 years ago and it was.
Isn't she the best?
Such a moment.
And every song's got a story.
Yeah.
When I was growing up in the Appalachian Mountains, my mama used to say, pick out one of the kids who was having a bad day. She goes, let's make some stone soup. She'd tell all them kids, you pick out a stone. I'll pick out the best one. That's the one I'll make some stone soup with. And of course, mama knew which one she was going to pick out. But she'd look at each one, every one of them. She's like, well, that's a pretty good one. Let me look at that's a pretty good one, too. And then she'd go back and forth. And then she'd pick out that kid who needed extra help. She goes, you're going to be the one making stone soup tonight. Anyway, this song's called
Wildflowers.
It's by my mama.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. This has been so fun. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. I apologize I didn't dress up, and I'm sorry I wasn't later.
It's okay. Yeah. Will you be on time next time?
I will be on time next time. Oh fuck. It's not there. It's not there, guys. I'm sorry. It was there for a second when I asked, and then it went away.
Well, that's a red flag. All right, Ari, where can people find you other than your website?
I'm on the road all the time. I'll be in Denver the first week of March. I'm trying to set the record for most shows ever at the Denver Comedy Works. I'm doing two straight weeks. It's the greatest club in the world and whatever. Toronto, all over. I'm on the Wrong Side of History tour. You can get tickets there. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. It's all over the place. I'm having a good time on stage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
First date, baby. Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner? First date, I can't wait. You told your mom about me? Just say you're ready. Delete my number.